You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. In the past week, Governor Gavin Newsom ordered bars, restaurants, movie theaters, and other businesses to close their indoor operations in 19 California counties, five of which are here in the San Joaquin Valley. But as we've learned with this rapidly evolving situation, that's not all that's changed in the last week. Here for our weekly COVID-19 update is FM89 health reporter Carrie Klein. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Kathleen.
So before we talk about bars, let's start with a look at the pandemic across the valley. How has this situation developed this week?
Well, I'm really going to begin the same way I have the last couple of weeks, which is that new daily case reports continue to climb and hospital beds continue to be filling up as well. Health officers across the board, across this region, are issuing cautions specifically for 4th of July weekend. Keep gathering small, stay outside when possible, observe social distancing, and wear masks. But I do want to point out, you know, last week we had talked a little bit about data quandaries, and I wanted to point out there's a new data tool out there put together by Harvard Global Health Institute, and it's an attempt to make the data a little bit more digestible. It presents a map of the U.S. by county, and every county is color-coded according to risk level. So it goes from green, in which those counties are containing the pandemic, then from yellow to orange to red. And then in red counties, as you could guess, data experts are recommending stay-at-home orders and much more stringent measures to contain the virus. The map is changing every day with new data, but as of earlier this week, most counties in our coverage area were orange, just one step below that mandatory stay-at-home order. A few of them were yellow. You can find that map at globalepidemics.org.
But just to clarify, the stay-at-home order is from the data experts, not from the county's departments of health, correct?
Correct. Yes. Those are just recommended at a national level from these health experts at Harvard.
Great. So last week, you mentioned initial reports of an outbreak in Fresno County Jail. What else have we learned since then?
We have learned that there are far more cases than originally were expected. There's been a huge spike. As of earlier this week, more than 500 inmates had tested positive, plus a few dozen correctional officers and a court deputy. And almost all of these cases are in the North Annex on M Street. And so inmates there continue to be quarantined and testing is continuing.
So why don't you bring us a few highlights from other counties in our area?
Right. Okay. So that was Fresno. In Tulare County, there is also a county jail outbreak there. It's a lot smaller, but it's still occurring this week and developing. At least 13 inmates and 5 members of staff had tested positive. In Merced County, that has been added to the state watch list. This list of counties kind of being targeted for more monitoring. And those are the counties that have been targeted by this closure of restaurants and bars. So Merced was just added to this list, mostly due to outbreaks at a handful of workplaces and among the Latino population there in the county. So for instance, we reported before on the Houston Nut Company. It's an almond processing plant. Now there are a total of 30 cases between the staff who work there and the family members that they transmitted it to. And then other workplaces in Merced County where have been outbreaks include a Foster Farms plant in Livingston, a dental office, a child care center, and a migrant camp. Those situations are still developing and the numbers are still coming out. In Kings County, there have been more deaths at Avenal State Prison. Now there have been 3. However, the caseload has dropped. After a huge spike in new cases in late May, there have been hardly any new ones in the last couple of weeks. Almost everyone has recovered, even though there have still been a few more deaths recently. So that's interesting. In Madera, the case rise has been especially dramatic in that company or in that county. The overall case numbers are not any higher than in surrounding counties, but the rise in daily new cases has been very steep since the beginning of June. So that's something that to be observing there. In Kern County, even though the case rates are rising there, just like other counties, health officials have actually said that there are still a lot of hospital beds available in that county, which is good news. Mariposa County, the last in our coverage area, I should clarify, you know, I've been saying that the case numbers there have been slowly increasing. That is just barely. They have only a handful of cases, 27. Over just 4 months. So just 27 cases in the entire county. So yes, there's been a rise, but it's really quite negligible compared to elsewhere.
Fair enough. Thank you for that, that update. So let's get to bars. Earlier this week, the governor ordered bars, restaurants, and other indoor businesses to close in 19 counties. Which counties and why?
Right. So the order started with bars this past weekend. Then on Wednesday, the governor updated that to include restaurants, wineries, entertainment centers, like movie theaters, zoos, museums, card rooms, things like that. And that's included in Fresno, Tulare, Kings, Kern, and Merced, along with 14 other counties in the state. That only includes indoor operations. So if these businesses have outdoor areas, those can stay open, except for bars. Bars need to entirely close. And all of these counties, as I said earlier, they've been on a state watch list because of local outbreaks, and that's why they were targeted first rather than other counties in the state.
There has been a lot of speculation that bars are an ideal place to transmit the virus. You know, people are huddling in close, they're talking loudly. But is there any evidence that bars or any of these other businesses, for that matter, have been an actual source of community spread?
I don't know that we fully know the answer to that question. And I think it's kind of an important question to know if we're targeting the right businesses here. I mean, it's very clear that cases are rising, but you know, I think a lot of bars have only opened in the last couple of weeks. And so if there had been spikes in transmission, I don't know that we know the data, I don't know that we know that yet. I did ask this question of health officials in Kern and Fresno counties, and they said that there wasn't really any data that bars had been a source of transmission, but I don't know that for all of the counties in our coverage area. And this information is also complicated. You know, health officials get it from contact tracing, which is tough and it takes time.
Well, what do we know about how the disease is spreading?
Not every county makes this data available, but most do in our area. So we actually have a better answer for that. And that is that person-to-person spread is the most common method of transmission. So that's like people transmitting it to family members, people they live with, or friends that they're getting close to and hanging out with a lot. But again, contact tracing is complicated, and there are still a lot of cases out there where the source is not yet known.
Well, Carrie, thank you for another update this week. We appreciate all of your reporting on this topic.
Yeah, thank you.